Good part about it is we're going to get to play in front of our home crowd. You know, we played at the RAC arena when it's pretty empty and it's a hollow feeling, but to have the Red Army there supporting us, and the Red Army are part of the Wildcats, you know, the fabric of them. So we want to play in front of them. The guys often talk about getting back and playing in front of a home crowd, so this is the best opportunity for us to do that.
You sound pretty confident on that. What are the actual chances you think of WA potentially getting a hub and then having games here in front of fans?
Yeah, well, you look at it and West Australia is the safest place in Australia to play. It's, you know, we're 5 months clear of communal spread, and you know, they will have to do their 2 weeks quarantine, but after that, it's you know, all good to play. So it's the safest place for the players to be in, and you know, we love that to be in Western Australia.
In terms of that quarantine, that is going to be pretty difficult though to shift. And if that doesn't go down, then you're looking at potentially teams coming over here, staying in isolation for 2 weeks as well. That funding for the NBL, they don't have obviously the deepest pockets at times. Where does that money come from to get that going and then getting the WA up?
Well, that's it, and selling the content online or hopefully a TV deal. But you look through that first 2 weeks, and yeah, it'd have to be a 2 week quarantine, but you look through that and then you've got a volume of games that can be played in the safest environment in Australia. You know, we can't guarantee anywhere else in Australia. We're very fortunate over here in WA to be in this environment. It's almost like we're a different country compared to what's happening on the East Coast. So you know, and the NBL have repeatedly said they want to do what's the best for the players, and we think that's a great option to be here in WA.
That being said, there's the opportunity, or possibly the prospect you might have to, like the AFL teams or the Netflix, have to spend a bit of time away from home.
Yeah, look, I think that's probably going to happen. Hopefully there's a couple of hubs, then we could have one here and there might be one on the East Coast. We're, you know, conditioned to travel over here every weekend to jump on a plane and go. So, you know, our guys are pretty resilient that way, and it also builds a lot of character through those processes. So, first and foremost, we want to play in front of our Red Army fans, and then we want to play somewhere where it's very safe for our players to compete at the highest level.
I think everyone across the league will admit that the RAC Arena is probably the best facility as well in the turnout in fans, but how much of a blow would it be for the guys if they didn't get to play here, the best facility didn't get utilised as well, and as you say, the safest place in Australia, if it wasn't to be utilised and you had to play the whole season over East, how much of a blow?
Yeah, well, look, that's hypothetical. We don't know what's going to happen there, but you know, we haven't played a home game for almost a year. You know, and just for my circulation through the State League and Wobble, there's people are coming to me, they can't wait for the Wildcats to start so they can actually go to a contest and see us play. And, you know, it's just a lot of treading of water at the moment, and we're very hopeful that opportunity is not far away.
Do you think WA and the Wildcats should be rewarded for what they've done for basketball, I guess, in the last couple of decades, the fans turning out each week, the success over here as well? Do you think WA should be rewarded?
Well, it's the number one fan base. We've got, you know, over 10,000 members already signed up for next year, you know, and that we want to play in front of them without a question. And the only way that can get stopped is if the NBL chooses somewhere else. So we want to play here. We know our fans are going to turn up and support us and have 13,000 in red. The opposition mightn't like it that much, but, you know, the Wildcats have done a great job in the last 10 years under Jack Bendat's ownership to build that up, and something we're very proud of. Yeah, they're locked into contracts. I know Europe's got it up and starting, I think, next weekend. So that's going to be interesting to see how that goes, the NBA's finishing. But the hardest thing we got right now is keeping the guys, you know, they want to compete. They want to actually compete. That's the whole livelihood, is to compete in a contest. And we can't provide that at the moment. We're getting them in shape, but we also want to keep them fresh.
And in terms of your roster, it's just the one that you just about complete in that sense. You're still working away at having one more.
Yeah, we're actually kind of helps us a little bit here, a bit of a delay in, with Bryce's citizenship. So we're still waiting on that part of it, and hopefully this getting put back to 2021 gives us an opportunity to Bryce to get his citizenship, and that might open us up for another import position.
Restricted with training, a bit like the AFL, where you couldn't scrimmage
Right.
Scenario. Does that affect you in the same way?
We have limited amount of people allowed into the practice who aren't contracted, so we do a pretty stringent rule on that at the moment.
We know government funding's going to have to come into it as well. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Troy's been on the line trying to get it going. Have you got a direct line to the market?
No, with... look, there's the owners, you know, I think they made a smart decision of delaying it, and everybody wants to play in front of their home crowd without a question, and travel restrictions being eased. Well, hopefully in that time, by January, in 3 months' time or 4 months' time, that some of those restrictions are lifted and then we could start our competition up. And it'll help every club. If not, you know, WA is a prime choice to have a hub.
You're confident a full season would be played? That would probably look at, you know, potentially going into June next year and then maybe a tighter turnaround at the start of the following year. I know it's a long way away.
Right.
Yeah,
well, we've been told there'll be a full 28-game season out there. So, you know, how condensed that is, we don't know. If there's two or three games a week, if midweek games, just to get that process done earlier, we're not sure.
Basketball's probably a better place to be with that than the other coast, though, aren't they, given that you do it already?
Yeah, exactly right. We back up pretty well. You know, be good with not travelling as much as the frequently to play a game and jump on a plane and go and play again. So, yeah, we're hopeful we can, you know, play three games, four games a week maybe.
Thanks, Mark.